Indeed, we have set the table and are ready to party, yes? It is extremely likely that you will succeed as you recognize your divine appointment has already started. It has already begun. And all you are doing is adding the bells and whistles and fine silverware to a place setting that is already for you, that has already been appointed for you, that has already started. In other words, imagine this imagery that we have been discussing of the banquet hall and the fine linens and the beautiful seating. You see, the setting has already been in place. The chairs are ready in store for you. Now, as you consider this, you will understand that against all odds, you shall exceed, and perhaps the odds will start being for you. In other words, we are inching you. We are suggesting that the promotion that you are entitled to is already underway. It is already occurring. Advancement has already started. It has already begun. Do you notice where we are going with this? Do you understand the song that we are singing? We are advising each of you that you are being guided already into your divine appointment, into the comfy chair. Now we ask you to imagine a chair, each of you to picture the chair that is most pleasing to you. Do you like it with extra padding? Would you like a footrest? What color is the chair? You see, as you define your chair in this table of appointed masters, what you will agree, what you will arrive, what you will discover is that the place card is already there and forwarding you to this precious moment of realization, of higher awareness, of higher attunement to your truth. Now, we ask you to focus on this place card a bit further. Notice the writing. Is it beautiful? Is it with calligraphy? Does the wording and lettering stand out? Is it in the finest gold? Can you imagine it actually looking like a bit of light language? In other words, what if your soul, what if the entryway or portal to your passage out of time has already been imbued in mark, in marker, in beautiful energy? Imagine this to be a bit like the crop circles that automatically appear through your divine inheritance. In other words, with each crop circle, you are signaling your readiness to be one with your inner truth, with your soul, with your love that extends for eternity. Now, as you notice the place card that is already set, we ask you to take a good and holy look at this. Imagine that it is your trademark. It is your personal signature. It has the fragrance and energy of your beloved self, your master creation. Now, as you will presume that you are entitled to sit, we ask you to get comfortable in the seat, to get ready to align to attunements and affordability that are already in place. In other words, imagine that ET phone home is already at hand, that you are already being signaled by your higher self. You are already in receipt of beautiful communications that are stirring the pot, that are stirring and moving you to forward advancement. Now it is time to release the silliness of feeling like you are still in Oz, that you are lost, that you are hopeless. In fact, there is more likelihood at this time that you will recognize your success, your power, your achievement. The channeler herself has remarked, did you notice how the hurricane has been averted or the intensity has softened? Is it any wonder that you are witnessing your power, your capability? In other words, you are deciding that you are destined to be masters, masters of truth, masters of integrity, masters of power, and you are pre-selecting the moments that you will meet this discovery. In other words, to understand that when you hook up your will that has been granted to you with the will of the higher realms or your own intuitive nature or your own intuitive guiding system, you will be shown secret passageways, doorways, entryways, entranceways to your own hallway of truth. Now, for each of you, we ask you to get started. We ask you to imagine, just for a moment, to take yourselves back to the awareness that you are greater than that which you are accustomed to viewing. In other words, there is an illusionary world, a planetary concern that you are attending to, yes? But you are much more than that. You would have to be. For where is this intuitive wisdom stemming from? Understand? You are tuning in to your higher counsel, to your greater self, to your self-mastery. Now, this is what we are attending to, and this is our opportunity that is couched in a challenge. In other words, you all have that which you would deem to be the challenges of the day. Now, sometimes they are not as extreme as a hurricane, but you understand where we are going. As you face such potential crisis, you drop everything and you focus. You tune in to your abilities, yes? And you are finding them to be quite active. Now, we ask you to play the part. We ask you to step into the master role, as you will, and discover that these abilities are already present, are already being dreamed in, are already forecasted for your new creations. Now, this power that you are discovering, that you are witnessing, is not solely kept for the crisis mode. In other words, what if you are capable of achieving that which you are being led to, that which is being made available to you? The question, dear ones, is what are you attending to? Are you attending to the old agenda of the suffering self? Understand that some of you are locked into the caveman setting. In other words, you are doing things the hard way, quite frankly, and you are attending to old rules, old paradigms that are no longer serving the higher self. Now, in this respect, you continue to suffer, and suffer you shall, because there is another world that is waiting to be introduced to you. Now, this is the reason for the claim that it is time to attune to your inner voice, to your higher counsel, because what you may find is you have been busy with pencil and paper, never opening up the book to your higher mastery. And so there is a tendency to keep the nose to the grindstone, if you will, and to keep things as they are, and to keep attending to lower structures and wondering why nothing is shaking, why nothing is happening, why no secret potion is being administered. Dear ones, it is time to explore your higher truths. You have not come here to serve the lower self. You have not come here to continue on end the paradigm of lower consciousness. That is the reason for the pickle and the disturbance of your grace period. In other words, grace is being afforded to you, but not to support old, outdated structures. Understand? There are structures within your external environment, yes? Now, these are seemingly external, but you now know better. In other words, you are attuning to your higher counsel, to your higher voice, and you are learning how to grant permission. You are learning how to do things with ease. You are learning how to accept grace. Now, grace isn't here, is not being afforded, is not being channeled to you for the purposes of continuing that which was supporting lower consciousness, which was supporting an old idea of structure of your ego self. Now, many of you are holding on to your ego self for dear life. This is what I know. This is what I've claimed myself to be. This is what I'm accustomed to. But we are asking you to break out. We are asking you to imagine that it is time to play a new part, time to play a new role, time to play the role of self-master. Now, as you will look about the cabin, as you will look about your life and attend to business, you will be shown opportunities of advancement, how to release that which you have been attending to and open up to new dreams, new possibilities. It is almost like it will seemingly occur overnight. It is because your roots in your new awareness and paradigm have already been set. They are being introduced to you, and it is simply a matter of getting used to attuning to a new energy. Imagine that the lights are suddenly turned on in a room, yes, and you are used to darkness. It takes a moment or two to adjust to the new setting. In truth, this is what is occurring. Each of you that have had the awareness of being the old soul, of being the light worker, having traveled from far abroad, is being introduced to a new paradigm, a new state of being, a new state of awareness. And it takes some getting used to. It takes taking the time to relax and breathing in your new accommodations. There are opportunities awaiting for each of you. There is no one without exception that this message does not pertain to. It is a matter of trust. It is a matter of deciding that yes, I am here to serve the awakening of consciousness, and this awakening must occur within my own holy self, within my own holy heart. Indeed, as you afford yourself the opportunity to awaken, awaken you shall, and therein lies your gifts. You will be led, you will be guided to how you may be of service, but when you continue to But when you continue to deny yourself your own awakening process, well, therein lies the idea of suffering. Allow yourself to merge with this higher truth now. Allow yourself to sit at the banquet table of your higher council, of your higher self. Allow this true merging of awareness to begin. And so it is. So what I feel like is there's an amplification that is being offered, and I kept feeling that today when I was writing the daily message, that what they are showing us is for whatever reason, there's a rite of passage that has occurred. And so with that, there are opportunities that are more available, more at hand, as we are willing to accept it. Let me explain this. They want me to tune into my own understanding. So I explain it like from our point of view. One moment. It's almost like being in the same room you've been in like a zillion times, really, but all of a sudden you see it in a new way. It's just the way all of us, as we move up in consciousness, we see the same things, but we see them in a new light. That is what's occurring. That is what is shifting. And we're really being offered grace. So the only way I can keep explaining this is we are being offered grace, and there are just levels of advancement that we have already achieved. And the best way I can explain this, I have lovely Ganesh here sitting at my desk with me. I don't know if you can see this, but in Ganesh there are these blocks, like there are these lines. So it almost looks like he's a puzzle of sorts. So what they're showing me with this Ganesh is these lines are movable. And the premise is that even though we think this is like one reality that we're attending to, it's very movable. And there are different timelines going in and out. And there are different dimensions going in and out. And the more that we attend to that awareness and truth, and relax into the like impulse that's being offered us, it almost feels like we're just being like handed a helping hand, almost like someone's pushing us up, and they are. Now, as we are just, what's the word? As we're just adamant that we want to stay where things are because we know what we have. You know, it's almost like, well, if I stay here, I know I have this much in the bank. I know I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this, and this is my security. We're still going to get there, but we somehow delay what's available to us. The more that we open up to and have the willingness to release the clinging, the faster we will start kind of releasing our ties to the old paradigm and waking up to the gifts. And they're literally showing me like gifts, like as if it was Christmas time or something. And they're just gifts to be had. They're gifts to be had. So we open up to that through our own viewmaster, through our own understanding of what would be the word? I keep hearing grace, understanding of grace. Okay, so that being said, we're going to start doing the questions and answers, and we will see how we can be of assistance. So we're going to start with Lewis, because Lewis is actually still here, believe it or not. Do you have a question? No. Okay. Well, took care of that. That was easy. All right, Mitz. I kind of like just looking at Tara, but okay. Mitzi,
cool,
you...
If you don't. Okay. I do have a question.
Okay.
So what impact did the happenings of the hurricane have on my life spiritually and linearly?
So here's what they want to say. Oh, you're going to be so frustrated with me today. But it's a test. And say your first name.
Mitzi.
Yeah, here we go, my love. So play along. There are no wrong answers. They would be delighted to know what you think the answer to that question is.
Well, I do think it was very significant.
Uh-huh.
In both areas. I just want confirmation, I guess. It's really.
Uh-huh. Okay, and say your first name.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
So they're asking you to take a moment, we have the time, and just go within your heart and see what confirmation you find within. And take your time, you can take a whole minute because we're right on time today. We have the time. And we are all learning something through this exercise of you developing trust in self. So go within and see what you receive. And just so you go on.
No, I guess there are different levels, no?
Okay, so I want to tell you something. I pulled an oracle card for you because they asked me to. Mm-hmm. And what I got, if you can see this, is that I should get another deck of these. They're so worn out, but I love them, obviously. It says, seek the truth. And if you can take a look at that image of that oracle card, if you see, they want you to notice that beautiful young lady, and they want you to notice her dress. She is like wearing the dress you would expect her to wear as if she were in that banquet table that they were discussing. And do you see how beautiful and ready she is for life? And what she's doing is like she's opening, she's the one actively opening and parting ways beyond like the brain or the mind. So if you look at the imagery of those two halves of the brain, it all looks very cerebral and brain-like. And so what she's doing is she's making a path to that inner voice and that inner truth. And she is the one doing it. She is the one claiming it. She is the one making that discovery. So to give you a little quick answer to your puzzle or question, yes, great evolution has occurred. Great understanding of self has occurred. And that's what they want you to keep up. They want you to keep that up in terms of you're entitled to seek your truth, of knowing your true self, of knowing your true worth, of knowing how powerful you are as a creative being of light, that you can karmically attract to you anything and everything that serves your advancement as you call that forth. And they're asking you to marvel at your witnessing of those discoveries. In other words, it did not arrive seemingly by chance. That was orchestrated by your higher self as you permitted that to occur. And that's the important part, is to recognize that you basically took a chance on yourself. You really did. You took a chance on yourself, and you were being guided by your higher self to go to that shelter and have those wonderful experiences, and you listened. Now that's very
important. I knew that before we went. I knew we had to go.
Okay. So it's very important for you to understand that you are demonstrating faith in following that inner guidance and following that higher heart. And that's what they're asking you to keep up, is to have that awareness that right now all systems are a go. All systems are a go. That you are you're trusting that greater stream of light, that greater stream of awareness and clarity. And as such, you will arrive at your destiny. So it's a matter of trusting. It's a matter of attuning to your own awarenesses and realizing, recognizing that you are, I can't get the word. You would get these words better than me. But basically, it's sort of like you're working on this side of the veil in terms of accepting the information, in terms of following the information. And you are also part of the team on the other side of the veil that's bringing forth the opportunities. You're both. You're both. There's something very, very significant about you receiving the awareness that you're both. You're not this like little person saying, please, please, please help me. You're both. Claim both.
Okay. So I was approached by a member of the county planning commission or whatever, and he told me that the health department has to hire me, and that he'll be letting them know or looking for other areas within, I guess, county government for professional opportunities.
My love, it's because here you are again looking lovely as ever. It is because you are strengthening the bonds with your own higher self. You call that forth.
Was I by any chance like involved in like being an army general or strategic something in some lifetime?
I don't know. My suspicion is yes. Just because I know you, I would say yes. So I assume that you are, and I am getting an image of that. But here's the important thing. They are asking you to not go into mind right now, because that's almost like, not that there isn't relevance to it, but they don't want you to go into the intellectual realm. They don't want you to go into the, oh, let me analyze this. They want you to stay in your power. So if you were that army general person, you would be in power. You would have to have demonstrated power to be entitled to that role. That's where they want you to stay. Don't go into mind, stay in the moment, because you really are doing a beautiful job of it.
Okay, so I should actively try to maintain contact with the light workers that I met in the shelter, I take it.
Okay, one moment. I don't want to frustrate you, but I know what they're telling me to do.
Yeah.
And say your first name, please.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
Okay, I say this to you as I say this to me, because you are so my mirror right now. Do what pleases your heart. Do what brings forth the greatest pleasure. Do what brings forth the greatest reflection of your own holy awareness. In other words, what they're saying is you're claiming more and more and more of you. So if it delights you to have beautiful healers and light workers in your life, reflecting those aspects of yourself, by all means, bring them in. By all means, attend to them. You are the creator. What brings you pleasure? What manifestations of mirroring excite you? Because they are all mirrors of your own self.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. That message was actually very, very helpful for all of us, so I'm glad that whole message came through. Hi, Nicole. So we are going to come to you, and how can we help you today?
Just a message.
Okay. Are you wearing a bathing suit under there? That's so funny, because I just work with people in Iceland, and this is so funny doing this like internationally. One person has a bathing suit, one person's so funny. Makes me giggle. All right, my friend, one moment, please. And did you have a question, or did you want just a general message?
Just a message.
Okay, sweetheart, one moment, please. And say your first name?
Nicole.
And say it one more time?
Nicole.
You are entitled to so much. You are entitled to so much. It's just crazy good. So here's what they want you to do. They want you to take a chance on yourself. Take a chance on yourself. And say your name one more time?
Nicole.
And say it one more time?
Nicole.
What is keeping you at bay or without all the good stuff is, I'm forgetting the words now, but and say your name one more time, honey.
Nicole.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of old energy of doubt. So imagine like you had a party in your house and there was just a lot of like trash or garbage that was left from the party. So you'd be walking around your house thinking, this place is messy, like I'm a messy person. And you really aren't. It was just like you had this party and all this trash was left and it was just never picked up. So here's how I feel. I feel like you actually need a little time. I live in South Florida, so that's why I keep talking about hurricanes today. I almost feel like you need a little hurricane in your little place of residence. And what I mean by that is energetic one. To blow away the old energy, I feel like you have already passed your test. You have already advanced. You're ready for new discoveries. And so what happened is because of what you attended to, in other words, because of the lessons that you needed to learn, it's almost like you're a little bottom heavy in energies of self-doubt. But here's what I want to say to you, and this is actually very important. I know this sounds weird. Let me get words to this because I can feel it energetically. The self-doubt energy, this sounds strange, so keep up with me. The self-doubt energy is actually not energy that you identify with now. In other words, you have already grown. You are already past the caterpillar. You are already the butterfly. But for some reason, the cocoon stuff is still attached to you or something. So you're the butterfly, but you still have a little bit of this energy just hanging out. So as you can imagine, again, in other words, let me just kind of recap because it's a weird message. But you've already passed your test. You've already learned what you needed to learn. But because the self-doubt energy was just so intense going through the storm, it's sort of like you're still attending to it, so it's still affecting you, but it's temporary is what they want to tell you. It's very, 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 very temporary. And so I almost like imagine, because we had a fan last night blowing, like I almost imagine like this fan, I see this, I don't know what it is, Columbia Records, it's something. Sony maybe, where they have this like a basset hound, I think, and a fan, and like those big ears of the dog, and that fan just blows those ears back, you know? And that's what I'm imagining for you. It's like, just imagine, call on spirit, call on Saint Germain, call on your angelic committee, call on your spirit guides, call on the masters, and ask for support in clearing away old energies of past creation where you have already passed those tests, where it's just like passé, it's old energy that for some reason is still clinging to you. Now, the reason it's still clinging to you is because you were a little bit frightened through the exercises, and so there was like a bit of a stronghold on you, to be honest. And so, because you believed in that stronghold, and because it was kind of like a messy situation, it's sort of like you fed the stronghold, is all it is. So what you really need is a release of that stronghold. And there's so many ways to do it. And you follow your own inner wisdom, which is actually beautiful. So whether you call an Archangel Michael, or you do what I said, or you just ask for Saint Germain's help, anything and everything where you can make some kind of declaration where it's like, okay, I'm ready to release. I'm ready to release the past and move on to what's open to me now. I'm ready to release the past. Those words are critical for you. I sound like Louise Hay. I'm ready to release the past and claim that which is due me. So it's past energy, like imagine like a golden waterfall coming over you and just cleansing you of past energy. Open up to the present. And say your name one more time.
Nicole.
You're a stone's throw away. You are a stone's throw away from new opportunities. And it has to do with what you're focusing on and what you're attending to. So if you notice yourself attending to old beliefs about yourself, old energies, keep giving it to spirit. I release the past, I release the past, I release the past. I mean, take out a mala beads 108 times. I release the past, I release the past. And say your name one more time.
Nicole.
Amazing gifts coming your way, amazing. It has to do with what you're attending to, release the past. So glad I'm so grateful you came on the call today, because it's due you. It's almost like past due you, to be honest. I mean, it's past due. It's almost like you've got a package at the post office that you just have never picked up. This is what I want to say to you. It's like there's a package at the post office you've never picked up because that slip is sitting on your table and you got so much other stuff on the table. You didn't even see it or remember that you had that slip. It's like that. Really good. Okay. Hey, Miss Gina.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
I am so good. Thank you very much for asking.
Good. I was worried about you guys.
You didn't want to come down to Florida and go through that with us? I don't understand.
I'll be down next week, but hopefully we'll see.
Okay. How can we help you?
Just whatever is for my best and the highest. Thank you.
Okay. And say your first name.
Gina.
One moment, sweetheart. They want me to go higher. And say it one more time, honey. Say your name one more time, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
And say it one more time, honey.
Gina.
So what I keep hearing is every time you say your name, Gina, I keep hearing, gee, wouldn't it be nice to be free of fear? Gee, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? And so they want you to play a game. And imagine, just play with it. Imagine that, okay, Janet's coming back, connection's funky. So imagine just for a minute that you didn't have fear. Just imagine. If I didn't have fear, what would it feel like? What would it feel like? Even if you tune into that, like for a second, for a brief moment, maybe you hold it for 1 second, 2 seconds. What they're doing is helping you to release some old, it's a little bit like Nicole's message. They're helping you to release some old beliefs. And it's almost like your old beliefs here and your new beliefs here. It's like this close to each other. And how you can start tuning into it is to imagine that it's there. To imagine that it's there. And it's almost like playing with it. The best way I can describe this is sometimes I'll get into these like depressive states or just like these funky moods. And it's kind of like, well, here I am in a funky mood today. But what I've discovered is with a little bit of willingness, it's almost like I suddenly have these breakthrough moments of realizing that there's another energy I can tap into. I may not even have that energy yet, but I suddenly have this awareness that this is temporary. I still feel it, but I know it's possible I'm not gonna feel it. And anything and everything like that, that you can start, like they're literally showing me like a guitar, imagine that, a guitar with you. And a guitar where you're sort of on one string, but you have the awareness that there are other strings. There are other notes that you can play. There are other opportunities. And say your name again.
Gina.
I want to say it's almost like act as if, but let me see. It's almost like today's message. It's sort of like I'm in this room or I'm in this body or I'm in this life feeling one way and suddenly having the awareness that it's possible to feel another way. It's possible to advance timelines. It's possible to, they're saying move into a state of freedom, move into a state of freedom. They're showing me something else. Gina, say your name one more time.
Gina.
And say it one more time, honey.
Gina.
There's one more exercise that would be very purposeful for you. And it has to do with, I'm trying to find like the best way to say this. It has to do with going through your awareness of any place in your past where you identified with suffering. Where you identified with things not going exactly the way you wish they had gone, or you not being pleased with how you handle things. And it has to do with bringing complete acceptance and love for yourself. In other words, it's not what took place, it's how you feel about yourself through those experiences. So they're showing me like pigeonholes through your energy of places where you denied yourself love. So it's those places where maybe you're still upset at yourself, like, I should have done better, I could have done better, where you're just not in love with, you're just not at peace with or at love with self. So it's about, it's a little bit like Matt Kahn's thing where, you know, in those moments, you don't need less love, you need more love. And he's really right about that. Because what this is about is like that place of non-avoidance. In other words, embracing self, embracing truth. So, wow, like if I did it for myself, like, wow, you know, I went through all that and I'm still here. Wow, that was really courageous to go through that. I couldn't have done any better than what I did because I didn't know at the time. And perhaps I wasn't supposed to. Perhaps it wasn't about me doing any better. Perhaps it was experiencing what I experienced because that whole moment provides awarenesses and revelations that had I not experienced it, I wouldn't be bringing forth the gifts that I am. Now, when I say that about myself, I'm saying that equally about you. In other words, the challenge is to release the suffering of that memory and bring forth the awareness that everything was like in divine order. And if everything is in divine order, then there's no anguish about it. There's acceptance about it. There's freedom about it. There's opportunity. But you don't get to the opportunity if you're still in conflict with it or still in anguish about it.
Okay. Can I just ask a follow-up then?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the issue is I don't remember anything anymore. Like, I don't always, like, feel like, it's always, like, very cloudy, so, like, and I'm never, like, feeling like I'm completely in the moment because it's just always kind of floating around. So even the stuff that they're asking, you know, it just, I have no memory of the past, like, I'd say 90% I can't remember. And then I'm trying to work towards that, but it always feels like I'm not completely centered and my energies are kind of, you know, someplace else. So how do I work on my soul purpose here if it feels like I'm not really here? That makes sense.
Yeah. Say your first name.
Gina.
You will be brought whatever energies or memories that you need. You will be brought them. What I'm looking at, you will laugh because I don't even really know anything about this woman. But there was an old actress, I think she was an actress, Rita Hayworth,
mm-hmm.
like from a long time ago. Anyway, that's who they're showing me, interestingly enough. I know nothing about her except her name. But when I'm looking at her, she's just glamorous. I mean, she really is. She rocks. She like we always talk about like holding that awareness of that goddess energy, you know, in the divine feminine. And it's almost like she represents that goddess energy, but way back when. And so it's about you receiving yourself in that goddess status through all of those experiences, all those moments, to realize there was a goddess walking through those experiences. That's the bottom line. So it is for you to welcome in any, what would be the word? Correction. Of that ancient material, just to be open to receiving the correction of that ancient material. You don't have to intellectually understand it, simply be open, because your higher self, I'm watching them go through files. I have file cabinets in my garage, and I'm watching them go through the files. And so there are like these key pivotal remembrances where somehow, and they're showing me like an accordion thing, where one healed moment takes care of like a whole plethora, like a whole draw full of memories, because it really has to do with what you're teaching yourself. So basically, there was a goddess that was destined to experience what you did for the purposes of awakening consciousness. And the more that you can give yourself that message, the more that you can give yourself that corrective experience, that it wasn't any that you did anything wrong, it was that all those experiences led you to this moment in time. All those experiences led you and will continue to lead you to the opportunity of like unlocking the door in consciousness for so many. And so how you did that is by experiencing almost like, I hate to say this, but like hellacious, is that the word, like hell-like experiences of what the ego draws to itself in its beliefs. And you did that for the awakening. So that's what you're bringing to yourself. It's almost like, oh my gosh, look at that goddess going through all that. You don't have to know how to do it. Spirit's going to help you do it. You just have to be open and receptive for the healing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Otto, how may I help you, sweetheart?
Oh, just highest and best.
Okay. They want me to go up in frequency with you, so I shall.
Okay.
Well, I've got all kinds of blue lights going off, so that's a really good sign. That's my really, really good sign. Okay, and say your first name.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
It is time, my friend, for you to, and say your name one more time.
Otto.
It's time for you to awaken to your,
I've never heard of that before.
I'm trying to get the right energy here. Otto, say your name one more time.
Otto.
It's time for you to awaken to your true self. In other words, this is a dream of an illusion, and the message is a bit like Gina's, in the sense that like you're this full-blown master. I mean, you just really are. And so what you're doing in this lifetime is learning. You're learning through your journey. You're learning through through your journey. And they're showing me somebody that would be like on the side of the road, asking for a handout or money or whatever. And they're saying that, you know, this is very, very similar to a Buddhist monk with a begging bowl. Like learning, not taking the easy road sometimes, and really learning important spiritual truths through that experience. And so where you're lacking is in your disbelief of self. So in other words, wow, you know, if I get myself into this situation, that must mean I'm totally lost or whatever. And they're saying that that's hardly possible for a master. A master is never totally lost. A master is mastering consciousness and learning through all the seemingly, you know, avenues and experiences that are brought forth. You've got the ability to tune into some very, I'm looking at like a buffalo. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
It's almost like Gina's message. In other words, it's how you're seeing yourself, how you're framing yourself. So the more that you can understand who you are in the midst of your suffering, the faster you will no longer believe in almost like the illusion of the dream, the illusion of the dream. They're showing me something. Hold on, sweetheart. Otto, say your name one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
It's got something to do with what you're learning about mind. It's got something to do with what you're learning about your mind. It reminds me of my story so much. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how I used to always feel like I was taking the longest road home I've ever seen. And why is everyone doing this and this and this? And where am I? What's wrong with me? And so what I finally was able to see was I really was on a very, very different path than so many what we would term light workers. Because I was really have been learning how to heal mind from inside out. So I had agreed, part of my soul agreement was to take on some really, they're saying nifty, and I'm like, yeah, very funny. Some very, what we would term like challenging beliefs, belief systems or beliefs that would actually bring me a life of hard knocks. That would actually, I would actually, believe it or not, this was part of my agreement, to call forth a world of suffering, to call forth a life of hardship, really, to then recognize how to free myself of it. So it's almost like, here's what they want to say to you, because you and I are very similar in this way, which I never really realized till this moment. Like, imagine a magician that voluntarily agrees to have himself put in a straitjacket and tied and this and that, and then put in this thing, you know? So he takes all that on, not because he's an idiot, but because he's a magician, because he's proving what can be undone. So it's part of his mastery to go through these seemingly really helter-skelter kind of impossible scenarios, so to speak, because he's learning how to undo it. So the more that you witness yourself in that regard, the faster you will free yourself. The faster you will free yourself. You're really a master calling forth some Otto, say your name one more time.
Otto.
Like strongholds of illusion. Strongholds of illusion. Your imagination's going to be very, very, very powerful right now. And remember, there's a lot more energy on the planet. There's a lot more energy on the planet in terms of our mass manifestation capabilities. So the more that you can use your imagination. They're saying, look at the hurricane. Look at the hurricane. It started off as a 5. I mean, there are trees down and stuff, and a lot of people don't have power, but it certainly wasn't the way it could have been. So people worked with their imagination and made a decision on what could be done. It's time for you to do the same. You're not helpless. And you're not a fool. That's their words, not mine. You're a master. You're a master, understanding, learning, consciousness. And you take on very challenging situations because that gives you the incentive to heal. Because if they're not yours, it's like, oh, I'm a research scientist, I want to understand something. You're not doing it, you're really taking it, you're almost like a ranger or a green beret or something. I mean, they take on life-threatening challenges, but they do it with the understanding that they have the ability to create the skill level to address those challenges. That's what you're in the process of doing. That's what you're in the process of learning. Now, I'm going to take one more second because we just have Janet, and with your permission, let me see if I can figure out that whole orange question for you. One moment, please.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the orange is about, but it's something that you have seen before. So it may have been in a dreamtime state, it may be another lifetime. It's something you have seen before. And so you tuning into it is connecting you to the energy of that remembrance. In other words, you're bringing forth help. You're bringing forth like an energy. So like imagine I had a lifetime where I was strong, I was in my mastery self, I was like at one with whatever I wanted to be at one with. And so in this life, like I suddenly see something flash psychically or even in dream symbolism that connects me to that place. So you're opening up to a connection of something that's very, they're saying it's like a lifeline for you. You know, it's like that million, I forget what that show was, but you know, can I use a lifeline? It's like a lifeline for you. You're tapping into an aspect or a timeline or something that is helping you to meet the challenges of the day.
Usually a wall, I mean, I would think a wall is kind of like preventing you from moving forward or something like that. It's nothing like that.
And say your first name again.
Otto.
It's connecting you to something that's healing you. That's all I know.
So weird. Okay.
It's good. It's not a wall. It's an opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Hey, Miss Janet, how can we help you? Who is wearing orange, I may say. How can we help you, honey?
I'm wearing orange. I'm working on my second chakra.
Excellent.
And, which is about manifestation, mm-hmm. as is the buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Ooh! Did you get that, Otto? Did you hear that? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really beautiful, powerful manifestation on Earth energy. That's what the buffalo is about. And I would like to say, because I don't yet know what my question is, but the channeling today, take a look. Oh, you can't see here. Mm-hmm. This is a reading I gave myself 4 days ago. And my question was, what positive things are going to happen to me this week? Mm-hmm. And there was, I had cut frustration in trying to do my work related to both psychic development and my manifestation in terms of my making a living here, blocked by an old way of thinking. Stepping into some minor fear, a breakthrough, the tower, a really important breakthrough, and what were you going to flip? What was the final outcome? The Nine of Cups. You know what the Nine of Cups is? It's a man seated at a banquet table. It's the wish, it's literally, that's the final outcome here, is a man seated at the banquet table. There. And as it happens, I'm actually invited at the very end of the week of my reading to go to a banquet.
Wow.
My channeling today was pretty specific.
Wow.
But of course I also get it in the spiritual and figurative sense. I guess I'm in a very magic place now. I know that in terms of physically where I am in the world and on my spiritual path right now. But I'm also, because this whole idea you were talking about, like holding on to old, totally let go of everything this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I am totally rootless. I'm allowing myself to be rootless. Mm-hmm. And just the real wanderer, explorer, shaman on her journey.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I know another change is coming, and I'm just sort of, on the one hand, I guess my question is, what's next? What's smartest to do? Highest good.
That's so funny. Okay.
You know, do I stay in
So this is the card that I got for you.
Well.
How funny is that? How funny is that, huh?
Well, it's not funny at all.
I know.
About rooting.
Yes, it is. All right.
Yeah.
So this is about, here's what I want to say to you. You really are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. You really are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. I feel like saying that 108 times for you. I really do. Because you are. You're strengthening bonds with your higher self. So this is about really strengthening the opportunity that is present. And your job and challenge is exactly the message today. This message was like for you, as we are all very aware, is to release that tendency to go back to the old way of thinking. So it's almost like if you're on a diet, not a diet, if you're on a new lifestyle of, you know, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, grains, nuts, like really treating your body well and with respect. But then there's also a tendency to reach back for the Oreo cookies. It's realizing that that is the old beliefs, the old premise. Now, you're in this position, literally, when I'm looking at you, where you can put your hand forward or you can put your hand backward. But you have the ability right now, due to the efforts, your willingness, your attentiveness, you have the ability to put your hand in both ways. So it's your choice. It's your choice in each moment what you attend to. And when you find yourself like reaching backwards, it's very lovingly be like, wait a minute, I have a new choice now. I have a new choice now. So last night I was like, what can I eat? What can I eat? And it was like, I can go juice. How about that? Let me go juice something. So it's realizing that you have new choices. Now, as you do that, because you have fed the old energies or the old stronghold, so to speak, there's going to be this like, almost like this push and pull thing, because that's still going to be heard by you. And that's the challenge, to acknowledge that, yes, that's the energy I fed in the past, so it's still present. But I'm going to keep putting my energy in advancement. I'm going to keep putting my energy in forward movement. And the more that you keep applying that, that is what you literally, please hold on, connection's gone bad. Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, I just missed a whole section. Yeah, I just missed a whole section.
Okay, so let me go backward a little bit.
Because the connection is sticking now.
That's
okay. You hear me.
I hear you, great.
You were saying how I could reach forward or back. You were talking about the diet. And
okay, so it's remembering that. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your image is frozen, but to be hearing you.
Okay, well, it's all recorded. It's all recorded. So I'll just recap. So it's remembering that
there was the point about, you know, starting the new diet and have the tendency to reach back and eat the Oreo cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm over that. I'm really past that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't beat myself up. I don't have worries or all past all of that now. And
all right, let me try to say it this way.
The other day I did a space clearing, and for the first time, as a light worker, as an energy healer, I literally, taking a shower after the full clearing that I did, I said, I feel like a goddess for the first time.
You see?
And then, of course, it all, everything just goes back to normal.
Okay, so this is what I want to say.
So then I'm in this free-floating, okay, now.
Okay, so this is what I want to say. Let me recap it for you.
I don't know if you're hearing me or my connection, of course, has gone completely.
Okay, so I'm going to say this so this is on recording. What I'm getting for you is that you are advancing. What I'm getting for you is that you are moving forward. What I'm getting for you is that it's due to your efforts that you are claiming this new experience. So spirit's like, yay, hurrah, you have broken through to a new paradigm. Now the whole back and forth thing with the Oreos is just to be aware that because you've given energy to the old paradigm, there's gonna be this push and pull as you anchor in fully your new experience. But the new experience is here, the new paradigm is here. Again, due to your efforts, you've already passed the test, you've already advanced. So it's about realizing that when you said like you claim your goddess, but then you go back to the old energies, well, that's to be expected because you've fed the old energies. And again, it's just keep pressing forward, but you have brought forth an opening to the new door, to the new paradigm. Now, I realize Janet is now gone, but I want to get that on the recording for her. And we're just going to pull one more card, make sure she is complete. Though I suspect I will hear from her. Yeah, so she's simply just rebuilding her new avenues. And it's the same for all of us. You know, when we break through, it's like we break through, but then we have the energy that we've empowered that is still going to keep trying to claim our attention. So it's just a process, but she's actually well on her way. All right. I know. Come here, baby. So I now have the landscapers outside my house, but luckily for me, we have finished. So let me just bring them forth and we'll close. Indeed, we are delighted with the opportunities that each of you are availing yourselves of and claiming. It is for you to withstand the decision-making process that occurs in each moment and to continue to pre-select love for self. In other words, imagine that a rose for yourself is always being offered and available. It is for you to, dear ones, say yes, I accept, I receive. Until next time, we remain with our love and our bountiful harvest awaiting you. Namaste.